Bill Kenkel.
Oh,
do it.
Right, well, wonderful. Tough act to follow. I didn't even know about the theme for this week until maybe like 2 hours ago, and then I checked on Facebook and it said we're going to talk about sex. And I was like, I have a lot to say on that. It just, like, I have tried to somehow get away with a job that pays me to just think about sex as if that's something that I wasn't going to do anyway. And it's amazing because, like, sex is everything. Everything we do is because of sex. Like, even the religious people realize this. Sorry, Sawyer.
Well, about it, you just gotta wait a while.
I'm a recovering Catholic. And my parents decided to renew their faith in the middle of my puberty, which was a delightfully tact decision on their part. But once you have, like, evolution, you have this lens with which to explain, like, every behavior that humans demonstrate, and it's all sex, like, besides just, like, eating and sleeping, everything we're doing is so that, like, we can advance our reproductive success. On the way driving here, we talked about C2E2 and how much we spent, and, you know, I'm normally one of these people that's like, oh, I don't go to a con to spend money, that's foolish, but I thought about it, I was like, yeah, I did spend money at C2E2. Why did I do that? Because of sex, because there was a girl, and I wanted to buy her gifts. And everything special we do is because of sex. Everything noteworthy we do is because of sex. And it bothers me because I think it sort of is the fuel that that drives any sort of creative endeavor we do. Like, recently I haven't been doing as much improv, and that coincided with meeting this wonderful girl who's fantastic. And I am okay with not doing something that used to be a big part of my life because I have this other thing settled down. And that terrifies me. If I ever, like, find happiness with someone, I will become a boring shell of a human being. There's a, like, a quote from Fight Club, you know, may I never be complete, may I never be content, and that's how I feel. I'm such a better person when I am, like, alone and miserable and striving. And they say that that is, like, sort of what, that is what drives everyone. So there was a study, I had to look this up, it's called, like, I have it on my phone, it's called, like, Thieves and Geniuses, and I should cite the person because that's what a good scientist would do. But here we go. They're from New Zealand. Satoshi Kanazawa, am I saying that right?
Satoshi, yes.
Satoshi, okay. And so if you look at age along, let's say, the x-axis and success or any other behavior on the y, see, people are most successful, like artists and musicians and mathematicians, like right at their peak reproductive years, because we are trying so hard to get laid. So mathematicians peak, even criminals peak, like their, like, highest criminal activity is right there, because we have these crazy hormones that will make us do anything in the slim chance of getting laid. And then, once you get married, like, your success just falls away. And I'm...
Just got engaged, bro. Just see.
Well, don't try to publish anything in math or...
No, it's fine. I won't
rob a bank. So I don't know the solution. I guess that's something like you have to negotiate once you've actually, like, achieved some sort of success. But it just seems like, and then I can't imagine what do you do when you push kids out of the house? Like, they have that empty nest. Like, why do you exist? But you just, like, push that kid off to college and you're like, well, I'm going to wander into the woods. Because whatever, I've done my job. So maybe I shouldn't study so much evolution.
Bill, I'm gonna add one comment to that, which is that I truly, truly believe that the secret to staying young forever, not immortality, but staying young forever, is that you never stop working for what you want. Now, I find, like Bill, I think that when people, and like science apparently, that when people get married or settle into long-term relationships, they tend to stop working for the things that they're passionate about. I don't think the two are mutually exclusive, but I think for whatever reason, maybe because people are lazy, they don't have the energy, they don't have the drive, whatever, they do stop working for what they want when they get in those relationships, and that's terrifying. And if there's one benefit to being chronically single, it's that you get a lot of shit done that makes you really happy. Right? Am I right? Absolutely. That is that, and you never have to run your plans by anybody, except the person watching your dog, in my case.